fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 26th day of February, year of the Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We're going to show us with something we did last night at our emergency preparedness meeting in Viburnum, Missouri. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, if you want to learn how to not get cancer as I did, I follow the protocols in this book every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. People who follow these protocols have never gotten cancer. And the title of the book is World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. Don't contact me later about the title of the book. You heard it twice, and I don't need to be contacted. Pay attention. Okay. This is Friday morning. The first hour, we have Tom Berryhill, and we talk about emergency survival communications, ham radio, related topics. Tom began his quest to learn about ham radio more than half a century ago, and he's become quite proficient to the point where he can answer most any question that has to do with emergency survival communications and ham radio. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Well, sir, at our preparedness meeting last night, there was quite a bit of discussion about emergency communications. We had several new people there, which is good. Our small group needs fresh new blood, and people were shocked and surprised to find out how extensive our radio preparations were. And for those who don't know, Tom, the city of Viburnum, Missouri is a very small city, 650 people, which would not even be a good-sized precinct in most American cities. And we have done the following. First of all, we've done something that even most major cities have not done. We have installed an FM transmitter that transmits on the regular commercial frequencies, just and can be heard on any automobile radio, any home stereo, any handheld AM/FM stereo, so that if the mayor, the chief of police, the fire chief, the head of the paramedics, the superintendent of the schools needs to talk to everybody at once, they can do so. So we have the primary location set up at the firehouse, which has backup power. The secondary location, in case the firehouse becomes unavailable, is at the police station. About 100 yards away from the firehouse, we have a ham repeater that reaches out to at least 100 square miles that we installed and is freestanding with its own backup power supply. And we've been authorized to use one of the frequencies that is used by the city of Viburnum for our preparedness group. And Tom, you've led ham radio workshops at our group now, I think, about three or four times, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, that's true, John. I think it was about three times.
Yeah. And we, with the new interest and the new members that we're getting, we're probably going to do that again in a few months. No particular month set up right now, but it's good. I think this is probably the new people showing up. We had six people there that had never been to one or more meetings before. I think one couple had been there before. But I think the election, what happened on the first Tuesday in November, has changed people's attitudes about preparedness. What do you think, Tom?
I believe so, John. It's opened up a lot of eyes. People are paying attention, and they're preparing more than ever before. They see things on the horizon that are not so good.
I just read a story, Tom, at a residential neighborhood in Washington, D.C. A construction worker had his truck parked there because he was working, a construction worker, and it had a Gadsden flag on it, Gadsden flag license plate, I should say, that's issued by the state of Virginia, which most people don't know it as a Gadsden flag, but they know it as a Don't Tread on Me flag. So the police were called because people were concerned that this man who had a patriotic license plate issued by the state of Maryland might be a terrorist and have a truck full of explosives. Yeah, that's the response of the police. They got there, they talked to the construction worker, and they had a good laugh about it, and the police went back to work, and the construction worker went back to his job. But that's
surprised
where
they didn't. I'm surprised they didn't slash his tires or something.
Well, they were probably too scared to get close to it because they knew he had many guns in there. Liberals aren't going to get anywhere near that construction worker's van that they knew who was well-armed and probably well-trained, and they didn't want to get anywhere near this crazy man. But that's the world we live in, Tom, where a man's construction truck that he uses in employment, just a plain white van, with a license plate issued by the state of Maryland, nothing strange or bizarre about that, that becomes a man people to be afraid of, a matter for the police to get involved in.
It's incredible, John.
It is.
It was a state-issued license plate, and these people complain.
Exactly. Of course, most of the license plates in Washington, D.C. on any given day are either from Maryland or Virginia.
That's
because
right.
Not that many people, by comparison, live in Washington, D.C., and you got tens of thousands of people that go into Washington, D.C. every day from Maryland, Virginia, don't you, sir?
That's true.
Absolutely. Well, our favorite topic, of course, is ham radio, and our favorite website in that regard is the ARRL.org. That's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website, the American Radio Relay League. They've been around for many decades. They serve as lobbyists to help legislation that's favorable to the ham radio community and oppose legislation that's disfavorable and more likely regulations more than legislation. Most of what they deal with is FCC regulations as opposed to laws, isn't it, Tom?
I believe so. And John, they do propose legislation once in a while. They have lobbyists on their staff.
Right.
I believe they do. Yeah, so they do get involved in that, and they work closely with the FCC on various issues. They'll make suggestions, and there's several attorneys on their staff that are well versed in communication law, be it FCC regulations or even international law. Because, you know, when you're dealing with ham radio, you have to deal with international laws concerning communications, because these signals travel all around the world.
Right, right. Well, people not involved in the legal community and the legal profession like I have for 49 years. I first got my first employment as a paralegal. I took the place of an attorney in the fall of 1972. Same desk, same job, half the pay. But a friend of mine, he has a specialty in equine law, which would be the law regarding horses. One shelf on in his private library, just on equine law, takes up 3 feet of shelf space of books, just on equine law. And that's just an example I give of how complex legal matters can be. And when it comes to the FCC, it's no different. It can be highly complex, can't it?
It's very complex, because there's a lot of technical issues that are covered, and you have to be well-versed in those areas. So the attorneys that the American Radio Relay League has on staff are they're associated with are very well-versed in the communications law.
And that's important. That's important to help people out. So at that website, if you want to get started in ham radio, this is the place to get started. And the thing that we talk about a lot, and this is radio, we always got new listeners, finding your local ham radio club is critical to getting what you need to know as quickly as possible with the least amount of expense. Right, Tom?
Well, that helps a lot, because you're going to meet people that are already well-versed in the various aspects of the hobby, and they have already set their systems up. And if you're just getting started, they'll be able to shine a lot of light on what you're doing and help you prevent making the same mistakes that they may have made. So they'll save you some grief and probably a lot of money if you go and ask for help and get their ideas on setting up your station.
That's right. That's right. So if you go to the homepage there on the ARRL website, and let's see, we scroll down here a little bit where it says Radio Clubs, just a little bit down the page. You click on that, which I'm doing right now, and then you can put in your zip code, for example, and I'll put in my zip code here, 65456, 65456, and then I'll put search, and hopefully something will come up here. Well, no groups to display. Let's put in another zip code. I'll put in the zip code where I used to live, 63122, and see what comes up. Okay. It should be little things spinning around here. The little circle thing is spinning, and here we go. We got 15 clubs came up affiliated with my old zip code, 63122. So hopefully there'll be something in close proximity to your zip code. If not, just put in your state. So I'll put in my state here, Tom, and it gives you a choice. You scroll down the list here, put in Missouri, and we'll see what we got. We come up here momentarily. What do you think, Tom, about...
In the whole state?
I really don't know.
There's maybe 50 for the whole state, I would
think.
Well,
we'll see here momentarily. Missouri's a pretty good-sized state, and we got 68 clubs in Missouri. 68 ham radio clubs in the state of Missouri. So Missouri is a pretty good-sized state, and hopefully your state, you would have a club or two within a reasonable drive, an hour or less. You know, out where I live, Tom, people drive half an hour just to get a loaf of bread. It's pretty, and 1 hour drives one way to go to work is more the norm than not. That's just simply the nature of living in the country, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it is. And if you, if you have a job that's, a distance away, you'll wear a car out in just a few years just going to and from work. It's
absolutely.
And the gasoline costs and all that. I don't know how some of these people do it, but they do.
Well, they sacrifice in order to maintain their home that they love. They sacrifice. I've seen buses that run to the car plants and to Boeing filled with men and asleep, going back and forth 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. that's 20 hours. That these men spend on the road for their entire working life. Not for me, but a lot of men do it. Tom, we got our first caller here. We got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Berryhill, and good morning, Mr. Moore. I'm calling just something which I've already conveyed to Mr. Moore, that thank you, Mr. Berryhill, for letting us know that mobile phone service is to be relied on only to a certain extent, and I hope more callers come from Texas because of power outage and those things. I know at least one friend whose text service was on but not the voice call. So what I'm trying to say is that Mr. Berryhill has warned us before that the mobile phone service is provisioned in such a manner that services could be cut layer by layer by layer, and people will not know until a certain service is down. So that is a convenience, but that is not to be relied upon absolutely. That's all I wanted to convey.
All right, well, thank you, Amit. We appreciate the call. Well, a lot of people in Texas probably found out the hard way that cell phones don't work all the time, didn't they, Tom?
Yeah, they sure did. There's service, what they call service levels on the cellular system. Now, it's probably changed since I had worked on some of that equipment, but in the old days, you had several service levels. The lowest level were the prepaid phones. They'd be the first to go. And then the just the general public. And then law enforcement and local government, federal government, they would have the highest service level, and they'd still be able to operate. In the old days, John, I had a cell phone that you could get into it and program that yourself if you had the code. Well, I bought it directly from Motorola when they first came out, and it was one of those things where the salesman actually brought it to my office, showed me how to work it, how to set it up, and gave me some instructions on it. Well, they don't do that anymore, but they did in those days because those things were very expensive. But he told me not to mess with that service level. He said, don't play with that. Or he said they could actually shut you down once they go through for the next billing cycle and they see that you were using it at a higher service level than what your subscription called for. So he says, you got to be very careful with that. And that, of course, made me investigate a little bit. And a friend of mine, he's now retired, but he was one of the top engineers for Verizon in Illinois, and he gave me a little coaching on that, and he said, know how to do it, be ready to do it, and if the need ever came up, he said, just do it and beg for forgiveness later. Nowadays, I don't know how they do it. I wouldn't even know how to set that in one of these newer phones, but
right,
in the old days,
right,
you could do it if you had the access codes to get into the software of the phone.
Absolutely. We are at a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Bleeding. And Nicole Colgren. Where to fall? Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 26th day of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I am so glad I got these EMP Shield devices for my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandchildren. The one for my granddaughter has not been installed yet. Bad weather is preventing that from happening, but she doesn't start driving until August. The best discount you can get on EMP Shield devices, $50 off, is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Make sure your vehicle can run when nobody else's can. This is the day we talk about emergency survival communication with Tom Berryhill. If you got a question about emergency communications, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Tom, before we get away from the telephone matters, if you get affiliated with your local preparedness group, if it's associated with a government, you might be able to do what I've done, which is to have authority to have my cell phone work when nobody else's cell phone works. because we have access to these higher levels of usage. And of course, the people we want to talk to would have to have the authority also, wouldn't they, Tom?
Most likely, yes. And, you know, I have a cut rate type of phone, so I doubt if they'd ever do that for me, so I'd just be out of luck. But, I'm not going to worry about it too much. But for some people, it's very important, so they really should look into that.
Absolutely.
You know, the other day, John, a week or so ago, we had that bad storm. For about 3 or 4 hours, there was no service around here where I am, no phone, no landline phone, and that comes over fiber optic. That was out. Internet was out, and the cell phones were out. Nothing was working. So,
well, if somebody had a heart attack, they'd be in bad, or a stroke, they'd be in bad trouble, wouldn't they?
Would have been in bad shape. I mean, I would think at a minimum, have a CB radio. You'd be able to get some help that way, perhaps. Get somebody that could at least make a call for you if their phones are working.
Well,
and that would be helpful, or ham radio. But
unless you've got a group of people in a neighborhood that monitor Channel 9. Channel 9 is the emergency channel for CB and has been for half a century or more. But it's fallen out of usage, common usage, unless you've got a group of people who actually use CB radio. I think you might just be talking to yourself, Tom.
Yeah, you know, the cell phones have just taken over so much. The two-way radio business has been greatly reduced because of cell phones. Many companies just issue their drivers a phone, and they don't need a two-way radio and all the expense that goes with it. It's a huge cost saving to just go with cell phones.
There's initial cost of the equipment, the installation of the equipment, the maintenance of the equipment, the licensing things, where a cell phone is pretty simple and inexpensive by comparison, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and so many companies have gone to that and just dumped the two-way radio equipment. And a lot of that happened in 2013, I believe it was, starting in January that year. You had to go to narrowband equipment, and a lot of perfectly good, usable two-way radio equipment hit the dumpsters. They junked that stuff, and it's still totally usable for ham operators because there is no restriction on the modulation bandwidth. So a lot of that equipment ended up with the hams, and some of it they got for free. A lot of it was exported to other countries that didn't have those restrictions, and it was put to use there, which probably is what happened with a lot of it. And then in the end, a lot of it ended up in the dump. And I still see a lot of that stuff on the different classified ads on the some of the ham websites. The ham operators are still trading that equipment back and forth and repeater systems. You can get some really good deals. Back when that all took place, there was an incredible amount of equipment that just came up for grabs, for peanuts. Yeah, you know, $2,000 Motorola units you could get for $25 or $30.
That's right. That's still the case. We've got a number of those high-quality, very expensive Motorola units at my location here. Once the technology changes, they're basically have little more than scrap value in terms of anything on the market, don't they?
That's pretty much the case, yeah.
Well, the way to find out about ham radio, ladies and gentlemen, is to locate your local ham radio club. That's the quick way, the easy way, the way to get the best information, the least amount of grief. And a bonus that we like to mention is that within these ham radio clubs, men and women buy and sell, trade back and forth, high-quality ham radio equipment at very reasonable prices, don't they, Tom?
Yes, they do, and it's not too hard to find some really nice used equipment that will help you get on the air for the first time for a very reasonable investment. Very small investment.
Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, and with all the strength that God can give us. To wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 26th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. Do not use a search engine. You'll end up 20 different places you don't want to be. Just put thelibertyman.com right in your browser. We have something to keep you up to date on what's going on around the world, the Daily Intelligence Briefing. I met the man who puts this together when I was working at Homicide. He's a former counterintelligence agent. We became friends. And if you want to know what's going on in the United States, Central America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, This is the place to find out. It's a lot of work, and it's updated every 24 hours. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, I have something that will help you. I do, seriously. Joint pain, back pain, the same thing will help. You're not getting a great night's sleep? Now, how many Americans do you know that don't get a great night's sleep? All these things can be helped by the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. Details are at my website about the Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it, and the testimonials there by people like my friend Steve Whitman are excellent, help you understand what's going on here. Keep in mind that I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. It's a lot for only $285 shipping included, the Energy Cleaner. The mattress pads, of course, they vary in price depending on what you need. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So you can place your order right there at my website using PayPal. Why do I like PayPal so much? Here's why. Because you're not giving up your credit card information. It's the most secure way to make any payment online. I like PayPal. It's been working for me now for more than 10 years. It's a great service. And you can also make payments without any interest using PayPal. You want to mail me a check? My address is right there. I got a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency communications. And if you got a question or comment about ham radio or emergency communications, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Tom, we've had little success in getting new ham people to study, despite your best efforts and my best efforts with our local group down there. We got two new ham radio people in the last 6 years, but I'm going to offer an incentive to get some new people, and hopefully that will work. But our greater listenership here at Republic Broadcasting, we've had quite a few people come to understand the importance of ham radio and move forward to study for their test, take their test, get their license, get their equipment. Tom, I sometimes send you photographs of the antennas that people have set up and the different their ham radio setup they got inside their house. It's very gratifying knowing that we're helping people do this, which will eventually translate into saving lives, won't it, sir?
Oh yeah, it sure can, John. It could go in that direction. A lot of people get scared off sometimes because they think they need a big tower and they need huge antennas to communicate for great distances, and that's not always the case. Some people do that, but personally, I've never had a large tower or anything like that. Never. I've had some antennas that were on the roof, mounted to a chimney, things like that. But most of my work, on the HF bands, I just do it with wire antennas, a piece of wire strung up through trees. Works quite well and allows you to communicate worldwide. It just depends on the frequency range and things like that, and you don't need huge transmitters or anything. It's amazing what you can do with just a few watts of power. Some of these newer digital modes are using very low power to communicate over great distances. So look into that, and don't be put off by the thought that you might have to have a huge tower or something like that. That's not the case. In fact, many ham operators live in subdivisions where there's restrictions on this, and they put up stealth type of antennas where you don't even know they're there. And that's easily done. Very simple to do, and nobody would even know that you're operating a ham radio station, and keeps peace in the community, so you don't have to worry about the homeowner association getting on you or anything like that. Although, John, a lot of people also don't know that ham operators are protected by federal law almost to the same extent as a police department or fire department. You certainly wouldn't want to tell the police department they can't have antennas for their two-way radio system, or the fire department. You would want them to be able to communicate. The ham operators fall into that area as well, and they are protected. A lot of people, they think ham radio is CB, and it's not. It's nothing like CB, and people think big CB antennas are unsightly and make the area look bad, but that's not the case. The ham operators are protected, and that's where the American Radio Relay League can help you. If you have a homeowner association that's coming after you because you wanted to put up this antenna or did put up the antenna, and now they want it to come down or modify it or whatever, the American Radio Relay League has a whole division that deals with those types of issues, and they can take it all the way to litigation if need be. But there are laws that protect the ham operators.
Well, these homeowner associations usually back down once their legal counsel advises them that they're going to lose, don't they?
That's usually the case. I've known several people that had to battle it out, and it really wasn't that big of a deal. They just went through the motions. It took some time, and in the end, they put their antennas up. They may have modified them a little bit, cut back on some of the things they wanted to do, but still, they were able to put up a tower and put up the antennas that they needed.
Well, good. That's good to know that people can do this and move forward to have effective, immediate communications. And it's not that difficult. When I was studying for my ham radio license, I was doing executive protection work the fall of 1994, basically working 80 hours a week. And I would just open that book whenever I had a chance. And when my the executive I was protecting was in a safe area and I could take 15 minutes, I would read 15 minutes worth of material. And then just kept at it until I absorbed that material and I was ready to take the test and I passed it. No matter how busy you are, you can fit the time in if you choose to, if it becomes a priority, can't you, Tom?
Well, you certainly can, and the regulations have been relaxed and reduced over the years. It is easier than ever to get into ham radio if you have the desire to do so. I think anybody could do it if they would just give themselves maybe 3 or 4 weeks, a month or so, of studying, just a few hours a night, maybe a couple of nights a week, and they'd be ready to take the test. Some people, John, will take that test. They don't know anything about ham radio or electronics at all, but they're very good at memorizing, and the test questions are published. They're public record, and if you're good enough to memorize all the answers, you'll pass the test without even knowing anything about it.
Well, like I tell people, this is what I always dreamed of in high school and college, to have the questions and the answers before the test. And it can't make it any easier to provide the questions and the answers. It's a pool they draw from several hundred questions, and they draw the question from that pool. About one-third of the questions come out of the pool of 200 or 300. But the answers are all provided, and you can study, you can learn, and you can memorize, can't you?
Yes, you can, and it's just so much easier than it was in the old days. I think the hardest test I ever took was the extra class, and I took that about 1974. And it was, I think it was only 50 questions, but John said there was diagrams on there. You had to, I remember one of the diagrams, they said it showed a tube-type power amplifier, and you had to draw in the circuitry to install a neutralization capacitor for that power amplifier. So you had to know quite a bit about it, and you had to actually draw diagrams. And I don't think the tests have anything like that anymore. In fact, that ham test was more complex. About the same time, in mid-70s, I also got my commercial license, and that test was not as hard as that extra class ham test. It was very difficult, and I'm amazed I passed it. But I'd been working with that type of stuff for a while, so I passed it, and but today it's just so much easier. It's all multiple choice, and the regulations have been reduced and relax quite a bit because the equipment pretty much is plug and play. You don't have to worry about adjusting things and power amplifier tuning and all that. Now, if you want to get into that, you can, but you really don't need to know about that to get started. It's very, very simple.
Well, just getting started means finding a local ham radio club, studying to get your technician's license, and then getting that first piece of equipment, which we recommend would be a mobile radio, probably 50 watts or more powerful. A mobile radio can be used at home, or can be used in a car or a truck or even a motorcycle if you know what you're doing. And you've got enough power to talk a fair distance. You've got a radio that you can use for many, many years into the future. And it's a great place to get started, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it really is, John. And, you know, one of the pieces of equipment I use for just local communications, VHF and UHF, is a transceiver I bought in 1991. It's an ICOM. It still works great. Very simple to use. You don't need a manual that doesn't have all these menus and all that stuff. So it's simple. And I've seen that exact model for sale on some of the classified ads. Occasionally they'll show up for like $100. So you can get on the air with some nice equipment without spending much money. Yeah, it's not difficult at all to get these things.
Well, my ICOM 2000, I had it, I left it on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for about 10 years. I could make telephone calls with it. I could talk on 2 meter to it with it. I could monitor the various emergency frequencies. A great little radio, small, relatively compact, relatively lightweight, mobile unit that I could use in my vehicle. I could set it up at home for a base station. ICOM is the best, isn't it, sir?
Well, it's one of the top brands. You have ICOM, Kenwood, Yaesu. Those are the three that are at the top. And there's many others, Alinco. There's quite a few models out there, manufacturers out there. And if you look on eBay, you can see all the Chinese radios that are coming on the market, very inexpensive. Some of them are junk. Some of them are not so bad. But you have to do your homework and figure out what's going to work for you. And that's where the Ham Club can help out. You can talk to people that may have already bought one of these radios and tried it out. And get some comments from them.
Another thing for a person just getting started is to get a good quality scanner to allow you to monitor the local police, sheriff's department, fire department, paramedics. I just found out last night that one of our local sheriff's departments is going to digital for their radios in the next few months. We don't know how soon. But don't despair. There's always workarounds to be able to monitor these radios, isn't there, sir?
Well, yeah, there is, but as soon as they go over to digital, most likely it'll be P25, and that will allow them to encrypt the signals, and it's just the programming setting, so when they program the radios that they want to encrypt it, they will, and a lot of police departments now are encrypted all the time. They just go with that full time. They don't encrypt, and occasionally they just do it all the time, so nobody can listen to them anymore. It'd be very difficult.
There's internet services to monitor police departments. I don't know if that would be compromised and not usable or not. Do you have any thoughts on that, Tom?
I don't know. That's a good question, and I would think that these internet services, yeah, you can listen. It's almost like your computer is a scanner. You can listen in a particular area to the radio traffic. If the if that public service agency doesn't put that out themselves, then I doubt if you'd be able to intercept it. Now, a lot of people say you can, and there's hackers out there. I've never run across anybody that's been able to break that encryption. It's pretty high level stuff, John. It's hard to crack that.
Well, I have a friend who manufactures, he engineers, designs, and manufactures the encryption equipment. So,
but once you set the But once you set up that 128-bit or 256-bit encryption stream, I doubt if there's too many people out there that
well,
be able to undo
that. Well, if anybody
that.
Could break it, the man who manufactures it could break it, I would think.
Well, you make the equipment, but it's whatever the client, what code do they put in there? You know, once that's in there, unless this guy programs in a back door, I don't know how you'd be able to do it.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. But getting a good scanner is still worthwhile. Fire departments usually don't use encryption because they don't want it. They don't need it. The paramedics typically don't use it. The highway crews, the utility workers don't use encryption. We still have some TV and radio people that use two-way radios. And, of course, the aircraft frequencies are not encrypted. So there's still a many, many uses for good quality scanners, isn't there, Tom?
Oh, yeah, that's true. And the aircraft is all AM, and so the encryption in there would be very difficult.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here
at
our
break. We'll be right back.
Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there on my in Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Away. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 26th of February. Well, Tom, this hour has just flown by. It really has. Hopefully woke up a couple of people today to the importance of emergency communications, that their cell phones don't work all the time, that it's easy and relatively inexpensive. And I want to mention something before the hour's over here, Tom, that with people involved in homeschooling, ham radio is a great way to get children involved in adult activity, to learn about radio, to learn about electronics, and to be engaged on equal footing with adults. As I like to say, children pretend to do things adults do. That's what toys are. Toys make-believe instruments of things adults use. Make-believe trucks, make-believe airplanes, and so forth. Well, in this case, 8 and 9-year-old boys and girls don't have to pretend they're actually doing the same thing in the same way that adults are, aren't they, sir?
Yes, that's correct. And same equipment, same operating procedures, everything. These young people can operate the same equipment that the older
and
folks
get, are using. And study for the test and get their license as 8 and 9-year-olds, which is pretty common also, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it really is, John. There's a lot of young people on there now, and it's an excellent way to set up a study program for a homeschooling group to learn about this. And, you know, these young people, they soak this stuff up like a sponge. They learn it quick, and they like to experiment, try different antennas and circuits and things, and they'll learn a lot about electronics at a very young age. So it's a great, great training method for anybody that's interested in electronics or any type of communications.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, I know you're busy getting energy cleaners ready for me to pick up tomorrow morning, and I want to urge you to get back to work, as my grandson would say, get to work, Grandpa, get to work. And we got people anxiously waiting for energy cleaners, and they want to get their lives back, don't they, Tom?
They sure do, John, and that's, you know, I learned everything about electronics from working with ham radio equipment, and It led to a career for me, lifelong interest in electronics, and that's the rest is history. So I would encourage anybody that's doing any kind of homeschooling to consider this for the young people that they're working with and get them interested in ham radio, because they can do the same. They can generate a lot of different ideas and pursue those ideas and designs and make their own equipment. You never know what's going to happen next, but you get them started young like that and they'll be a force to be reckoned with as the years go along.
Tom, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Got to top the hour break. We're back with open lines. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultation consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.